Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our yoga class. Jordan, it's so great to have you with us. Let's see what the class has in store, everybody. It's going to be a little bit different each time, so if you can approach it with questions, curiosity, rather than it has to be like the one before, you're going to have a great deal of learning possible, less frustration, and more benefit. So let's begin pranayama, deep breathing with the feet side by side, touching each other. Toes and heels together. Interlace your fingers, knuckles touch underneath the chin throughout the entire breathing exercise. Lift your chest up, suck in your stomach, let the shoulders move freely. Begin, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows slowly lift up towards the ceiling. Breathe in as much as you can, expanding the rib cage, hold it. Exhale, breathing, head goes up, open your mouth, push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Hands come together, cross your thumbs, and elbows touch high away from the chest. Inhale, breathing, smooth inhalation by the throat. Breathe in as much as possible, hold it. Exhale, breathing, H-A, steady sound by the throat. Keep the spine perfectly straight, hips forward just a little bit towards the mirror. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six, hold it. Exhale, breathing, mouth open, push the head slowly back. Look way, way, way back. Good shoulders, Jordan, relaxing them. Elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, good pace, Denise, five, six, hold it. Exhale, breathing, one, stand tall, two, three, chest up, four, five, push the hips just a little forward, six, inhale, head down. Synchronize the movement of the arms lifting, the head coming down, and the inhale, everything moves together. Very nice. Exhale, breathing, H-A, steady sound by the throat. Make sure the end of the exhale is still super strong. Inhale, good arms, Larry. Elbows separate and lift. At the same time, breathe in so much, the rib cage expands. Exhale, breathing, head up. And the rib cage expands visibly. Right now, the ribs squeeze in a little bit. Keep the center of the chest, breastbone lifted up towards the ceiling. Inhale, head down. On purpose, lift up the ribs, center of the chest, and the sides of the rib cage visible in the mirror. Exhale, breathing, one. Good, Rachel, two. Three, look way back, four. Keep your weight on the heels, five. Elbows touch on six. Inhale, head down, eyes open. Bring the chin down, pressing into the fingers, elbows all the way up as high as possible. Exhale, breathing, push the head back. Now the shoulders can drop and relax completely, but keep the elbows high and then they come together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, weight to the heels, sage four, all of it. Five, now suck in your stomach, six, hold it in, you got it. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, two butt cheeks push forward towards the mirror. Five, just a little bit. Six, elbows touch. Again, please inhale, head down. Both sides of the rib cage visibly expanded. Look for them. Breathe in more. Good, Larry. Exhale, breathing. Look up right away. Eyes open, please. Look all the way across the ceiling until you see the wall behind you. Elbows come together. Inhale, one, stomach in, two, three. Keep the weight on the heels, four, five. Suck in your stomach, six, hold it in. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four, stomach in, five, keep weight on the heels, six, inhale, two more in the first set. Slowly the head comes down. Now suck in your stomach, look in the mirror, notice what this looks like, stomach in, spine straight. Now exhale, breathing, I want nothing to move below the neck. The spine, hips, pelvis, thighs stay perfectly still. One more, please, inhale, breathing, head down. Lift and expand the ribs by breathing in more, stretching up more, breathe in more. Good, exhale, breathing, H-A. Make sure the end of the exhale is the strongest part. So push out all the air at the end, even though it's a nice, even pace. Okay, you can change now, arms down to the sides. Amazing. All right, the throat is the thing to control the air, and it's the thing that makes the sound. So the inhale, you try to make a noise that sounds like this. Exhale, the mouth is just open, but it's the same contraction. Okay, so let's try it again. Hands underneath the chin. Now, in order to keep the spine, hips, and legs straight, you have to contract quite a bit. So bring all the body weight to the heels. When you bring the two butt cheeks forward, suck in your stomach and lift the breastbone. This all stays. Let's begin again. Inhale, breathing. One, two, three, four, five, six. Exhale, one. Keep it, two. Only thing changing, three, 4, are the arms and head. 5, elbows come together. 6, looks great, Jordan. Inhale, breathing, elbows separate and lift, chin down. Keep the maximum body weight on the heels, thighs contract, hips contract, stomach in. Exhale, breathing. When you push the head back, make sure below the neck, stay stretching up towards the ceiling, no bending. Inhale, 1, head down, 2, 3, suck in your stomach, 4, a little bit more, please, 5, 6, exhale, 1, look up, 2, 3, look way back, 4, 5, push the chin, 6, inhale, head down. That's better, Sage, with the weight staying on the heels. Head down, everybody, elbows stretch up all the way towards the ceiling, full inhalation. Exhale, breathing, open your mouth. You can open it a little bit wider. Stretching the jaw and the face. Very nice. Inhale, head down. Try to take in a consistent flow of air. Steady. Inhale. Exhale, breathing, HA. Same thing. In other words, you remove the same amount of air on each of the 6 counts. Elbows touch. Inhale, head down. So you bring in the same amount of air on each of the 6 counts of the inhale. Very nice. Exhale, breathing, HA. Steady. Consistent. Strong. Complete exhale. Very nice. Inhale, stomach in, everybody. Looks great, Rachel. Elbows separate and lift up all the way to the ceiling, please. Full lungs. Exhale, breathing. 1, mouth open. 2, 3, look way back. 4, squeeze the thighs together, Larry. Elbows touch each other. Inhale, head down. It's normal if you feel a little bit dizzy. We're breathing very differently from normal. Exhale, breathing, HA. That's what the breathing exercises do. We're purposefully breathing not normally. Exhale completely. Last 2, please. Inhale, head down. Suck in your stomach now, but let the rib cage expand. So you have depression of the abdomen, but expansion of the ribs. Good, Eric. Exhale, breathing. 1, mouth open. 2, looks good, Daisy. 3, keep the feet flat. 4, 5, push out more and more air. 6, last one. Begin. Inhale, breathing, head down. That's very good, Daisy. Squeeze thighs together, everyone. Hips and thighs contract. Full inhale. Nice, Diane. Exhale, breathing. Push the head back. Chest up, everybody. Chest up. Exhale completely. Elbows together. Very nice. All right. You can change now. Arms down to the sides. Next, we'll do the postures. Now, in the postures, we do normal breathing. Both directions by the nose. Do your best with it. It's not automatic. It takes practice. If you keep your mind always on your breath, so you know whether you're inhaling or exhaling, and keep your mind on the words, and you just do your best. All right. Let's begin half moon pose. Take a nice deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up, go right and left several times. Now when I say do your best, go ahead right, left, right, left. Sometimes the mind interprets that as the best you've ever done ever and I need to do that again. That's not what I mean. Just in the present moment, go ahead, keep going right, left. Just do your best to concentrate. All right, how much of the posture ends up happening is not, that's not your best. That's a whole different unrelated situation. Just do your best to concentrate. Okay, come back up, stop in the middle. Now, roll up maximum body weight to your heels. Push your two butt cheeks forward. Bring the arms back and chin up, opening up the chest, rib cage, and consequently using more of your lungs. Take one more inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left. Throughout this entire class, we learn how to use more of the lung tissue by putting the body in certain positions, specifically at the area of the spine and rib cage and whole thoracic area, lungs and heart, and then breathing normally at that new position. Keep the body weight to the heels, come down and push to create a tremendous stretch all over the left side of the body, inside out, bones to the skin. Now the lower body looks nice and strong, 2 hips are staying in one line, very good. Bring the chin up and arms back a little bit. Now lock your elbows, squeeze and reach, Larry, there you go. That's much better, hold that and breathe. Right shoulder just a little bit forward, please, opening up the chest. That's right, Sage. And Daisy, 2 armpits, exact same distance to the mirror. Now bring your arms back. Diane, come down, push. Suck in your stomach, push. Weight all the way to the heels, push. Nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. Chin up, arms back. Take a deep breath, suck in your stomach. Try to touch the ceiling. Pull your hands, pull your whole upper body to the left side of the room. Push your hips to the right. Maintaining the maximum body weight on the heels, which you had quite some time in the breathing exercise to figure out. Body weight on the heels. Come down a little more, keeping inner thighs pressing together, 2 butt cheeks pressing forward and stomach in. Lower body solid, then inhale, squeeze your palms and reach. So it's like someone else is pulling the hands out to the left side of the room. Shoulders can be pretty passive. Shoulders will just get pulled with your arms. Come down a little more, keeping both hips in one line. Now, not everyone needs the left shoulder forward. You just bring the left shoulder forward to get the two armpits and both sides of the chest equal distance to the mirror. Now take a deep breath. That's good. Chin up, Daisy. Come down. Push. Suck in your stomach. Push. Exhale, breathing. Push. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Wonderful. Backward bending is next. Take a nice deep breath. Eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Backward bending is extremely healing for your spine. Now look for the floor behind you and bring your arms back without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. In order to do this, stand tall on the legs and reach, Larry, with arms straight. Squeeze the palms. Now push your upper body back. That's it. Try to touch the wall where you're looking at it to bend your total spine, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Nice deep breath in. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Maximum weight on the heels. Now reach back, arms back. Reach for the floor behind you. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up. Stop in the middle. Nice, Rachel. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Suck in your stomach, please. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. If you need to, you can bend the knees. Once you're touching the floor, you can do a little warm-up. Bend the right knee, then left, right, left, right, left. Just letting the lower back, hips, everything warm up. You can let the head drop down, neck relaxed. Very nice. All right, now, hands to feet pose. Padmasana. Grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. That's it. So the palms are sort of pressing into the back of the Achilles tendon ankle there. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. That looks good. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Face on the legs below the knees. Good elbows, Diane. Keep going. Elbows towards the back wall, even if they don't get behind the calf muscles yet. Always bending elbows as you get deeper in the posture. Now slowly, gently push your knees back. That's a good grip, Sage. Now you can straighten the legs a little bit. Just make sure no gap opens up between upper body and the legs. Go for steadiness, Eric. Upper body presses to the legs. When you push the knees back, keep the chest and knees together. Touch your face on the shins. Now push your knees back, everyone. Pull on the heels. One day legs straight. Upper body stays flat to the legs. Good. Change again. Bring the hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers and come up, arms and head together. Inhale. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides. Nice breathing, Jordan. All right. Second set. Believe me, I notice. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. What do you do every day? And I watch people breathe and I listen to you breathe. Okay. Weight to the heels. Chin up. Arms back. Inhale. Stretch up and over to the right. Push your hips to the left, and myself included, all right? Watching myself breathe, listening to myself breathe every day. Come down a little bit more in yoga and then not in yoga class. Now, go to your limit of the posture for both physical and mental benefit. All right, your task is to do the posture the best that you can understand it right now. Go to the limit of it, which includes normal breathing, and then hold absolutely still. Now, you might go a little further in it, just because you're continuing the technique, continuing normal breathing, relaxation can happen. Five, squeeze palms. Four, keep the chin up. Three, suck in your stomach. Two, reach to the right side. One, inhale, breathing, come up. All right, inhale, stretch up and over to the left, push your hips to the right. When I start counting down from five, I want you already at the edge. I don't want you to go to your edge in the last five counts. Okay, I want you to get there now. Go all the way down to the push and push and push stage where you think, oh my gosh, I don't know about this. And then hold at five, take a nice deep breath. Four, squeeze palms and reach. Three, suck in your stomach. Two, breathing still, very smooth. One, inhale, come up. Excellent. Eyes open. Take a deep breath. Drop your head back. Reach up. Good arms, Larry. Reach up for the ceiling and now arms go back. Just 10 counts. Breathe normally. Nine, continuing to go back. Eight, push the chin back. Seven, arms more back. Six, take a nice deep breath. Five, everybody hips all the way forward. Four, go to your maximum and hold it. Three, squeeze palms and reach back. Two, now right when you're at your edge, I want you to settle and hold it. One, inhale, breathing, slowly come up. Nice stillness, Rachel. Inhale, stomach and try to touch the ceiling, hands on the floor in front of you. You can always bend the knees if needed, but eventually you won't need to. If you need the warm-up, take the warm-up. Otherwise, grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles. That's it. Now, you only need the first finger bone or so. Not very much of the hands need to go underneath the heel. All right. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down. This will keep the wrists straight. That's it. And the palms can be flat on the back of the heel. Pull on the heels, push your knees back, creating a tremendous stretch all over underneath the legs. This looks good, Jordan. You can have less length of the finger underneath the foot, so the palms come up a little higher, and the very base knuckle can be flat and straight, if that makes any sense. Yes, there. And pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down. This will help you with the shoulders too. Roll forward so the body weight's more to the toes. Touch your forehead on the shins. If it doesn't go anyway, you try, and then hold it. Roll forward. Now notice your breathing pattern. When you exhale, push the fingernails and the balls of the feet down. Push the fingers and toes down. Push your hips up towards the ceiling. Lock the legs. One more. Lock the legs. Change again. Bring your hands back in front. Interlace the fingers and come up. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Exhale, arms down to the sides. Excellent. Awkward poses next. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Keep your feet parallel to each other throughout the entire posture. Inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you. Tricep muscles contracted, arms energized all the way out to the fingertips. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. Stick your hips all the way behind you, sit down all the way in the chair. Thank you, Larry. That's it, thighs parallel to the floor. Check in the mirror that you maintain parallel feet, 6 inches between the big toes, between your heels, knees, and hands. Now lift your chest up, drop the shoulders down. That's it, Diane. Lean back, way back, stomach in. Try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay there. Take a deep breath. Go all the way up on the tiptoes, maximum. And stretch your spine straight up towards the ceiling, not leaning back or forward. Focus one point in front of you. Sit right down on the tops of the toes. Immediately, thighs parallel to the floor. Push the big toes down, heels up. That's it. Push the big toes down, knees up. The ankles, where you can see them, press forward. Good with the feet, Jordan. Now sit down more, heels up more, sit down more, heels up more, sit down more, heels up more. Inhale, come up. Feet flat position for just a moment. Third part, roll the body weight forward to the toes, squeeze your knees together. Now, when you're inhaling, suck in your stomach, rib cage expands, slow motion, sit down, keeping the knees together and the stomach in all the way down. The heels will naturally come off the floor, but this time you will not push them up. Sit down as much as you can. One day, hips just above the heels, arms parallel to the legs, legs parallel to the floor, spine straight in the middle. Push your knees down and forward a little bit, chest, breastbone lifting towards the ceiling. That's it. Now, inhale, breathing, slowly come up without leaning forward. So push the upper body back, push the feet down to the floor, super strong pressure underneath the feet. Excellent. Right foot steps to the left foot, arms down to the sides. Inhale, breathing. Exhale by the nose. All right, second set, awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right. 6 inches, please. Inhale, arms up in front of you. Tricep muscles contract, but it's an energization all the way out to the fingertips. Take a deep breath, stomach in, sit down, feet flat position. Go ahead, please. Maximum body weight on the heels. Stick your hips all the way out behind you and then drop them in the chair. Thighs parallel to the floor. Now suck in your stomach. Depression of the abdominal wall. Compression of all the contents, contraction of the abdominal muscles. Suck it in, tightening up, but breathing is smooth. Now lift your chest up, lean your upper body back. A little more weight to the heels, Larry. It's good sitting down. Lean back, more weight to the heels, almost falling down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up. That's a good posture. Second part, all the way on the tiptoes, please, maximum. Imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head, and that picking up from the top of the head pulls everything straight up towards the ceiling. Sit down on the tops of the toes. Feet look great, Daisy. Sit right down. If you drop the heels, just pick them right back up. 10, heels up. 9, suck in your stomach. 8, now tuck the hips underneath you. 7, little bit more. 6, 2 butt cheeks forward, 5, upper body back, 4, lean back, 3, heels up, Sage, 2, higher on the tiptoes, you can do it, there you go, 1, nice job, come up, all right, feet flat position, third part, come up a little bit on the toes, squeeze your knees together, watch yourself, you can watch yourself breathe, stuck in your stomach, take a deep breath and sit down slowly, Larry, I want the stomach in, so that when you breathe, the ribs have to move. This is one of the more challenging things to do in the class, but it's one of the most important, beneficial, long-term things for your respiratory system and abdominal wall and everything inside there, contents of the abdomen. Keep the knees together, push them down and forward. Arms energized. Now, inhale, breathing. Come up slow motion, leaning against the wall. Push the feet down pretty hard to the floor. Good, Larry. Right foot steps back to the left, arms down to the sides. Eagle pose, Garasana. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Full inhalation, please. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands right in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face, but not touching it. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach. Sit down low in the chair, body weight on the heels. Bend your knees, get all the way down. Sit down low. Upper body back a couple of inches. Stay down there, Eric, with the hips. That's good. Now just lift the right leg over the left. Cross as high as you can. Twist like ropes. Put the right foot behind the left calf muscle. Try to keep the left knee bent. Sage, even when you start it. Yeah, left knee. If you want, you can start again on 2 feet. Bend the knees and then lift the right leg over. Sit down on 2 feet. Keep the left knee bent and lift the right leg. Exactly. Cross your legs. Twist like ropes. Pull your elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Upper body back at the end. That's it. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head, left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again, grab your hands right in front of the face, thumbs close to the face but not touching it. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, bend your knees, sit all the way as low as you can in the chair. More, Larry, sit down more. All the way down, weight to the heels. Remember how low you sat in awkward pose? Do that, and then just the left leg. There you go, that's better. Left leg lifts up, but keep the right knee bent. Now, if the foot's not wrapping it, just sit down a little lower. That's fine. Sit down more. You'll get all the pressure, compression, soft tissue massage, tourniquet effect in the thighs, even if the foot doesn't wrap yet. And then when it does, eliminate any gap between ankle and calf muscle. Pull the elbows straight down. Lift your chest up. Upper body back at the end. Good one, Denise. Come up. Second set. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. You can interlace the fingers to get the palms. It's important to get the palms matching as soon as they will go. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down, please, in the chair. Weight on the heels. Upper body back just a little bit, and now go. Right leg as quickly as possible over the left. Try to create pressure between the thighs. And now, in the mirror, you can look. I want the hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line right below the nose, so push the hands back to the center. You can do interlacing fingers, Daisy, to get the palms together. Yeah, the wrists are going to have to bend at first, and that's how it should be. And then, without letting the grip slip, you're going to push the palms together, straighten the wrists so the arms are nice vertical position. Sit down more, twisting like ropes. Come up, please. Last one. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands. Interlace the fingers so you can get the palms matching each other. Pull the elbows down. That's a good grip, Denise. Sit down in the chair. Weight on the heels. Once you have the palms matching each other, they never leave each other. Left leg lift up over the right. That's it. Now line up in the center, hands, elbows, knees, and feet. Top knee presses to the left a little bit. Without letting the grip slip or slide, push the wrists a little straighter. Push the palms a little flatter. Sit down more, Larry, twisting like ropes. Hands right in front of the mouth. Hold it. All right, change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And arms down to the sides. Okay, everybody. Good morning again. Next, we have standing heads and knee pose. Come back to the mat. Toes on the line. Toes and heels touch each other, please. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Take a nice deep breath. Bring your right leg up so the thigh is parallel to the floor right in front of you. Then exhale, round the spine forward. Grab the right foot exactly 2 inches below the toes. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Make sure you don't lose it. Now concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Push the knee back until your leg is perfectly straight. Distribute the weight equally the same all over the left foot, whole leg locked. Inhale very slowly, very gently, right leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. Standing leg tall, no bend in the knee, and it's contracted. Now take a deep breath. Kick the right heel forward, flexing your foot back from the ankle, all 5 toes turning in. Once you can get both legs locked and maintain the balance, then only round the spine. Bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Hold still, eyes don't move. Breathing always normal. Very steady, Denise. Change again. Put the right foot down, stand tall. Other side, take a nice deep breath. Left leg up in front of you, thigh parallel to the floor. Then exhale, round the spine forward. Grab the left foot exactly 2 inches below the toes. Make sure, please, the thumbs are under the foot, and the 8 fingers are some amount of interlaced. even if it's not super deep. You need to get some interlacing of the fingers so that the shoulders stay even. Now, standing leg, solid, concrete, unbroken. Inhale, breathing, left leg very slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward without changing the grip, without losing the grip. This is important. When you get the grip, you have to get it and then maintain it. And if you cannot, then go less into the posture, all right? Because this affects your hips and the low back, lots of things. Standing leg, solid, Larry, lock the knee, lock the knee. There you go. Now left heel presses forward towards the mirror, flex the foot from the ankle. Everyone standing on one leg, breathing normally, five. Once both legs are locked, four, you can bend the elbows, three, even just a little bit. Two, turn all five toes back, one. Change again. Okay, any questions? Let's do it again. Stand tall, take a deep breath. Bring the right leg up in front of you, thigh parallel to the floor. Exhale, round the spine forward, grab the foot. Interlacing the eight fingers and bringing the thumbs underneath the foot. As soon as you have the grip, inhale, breathing, right leg slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward. Sometimes it happens, Jordan, once you start to round forward, you might even feel a little better. I'm not telling you you must, but sometimes the posture will get things moving the right way. Go ahead, right leg lift up and stretch forward without letting your grip change. Okay, interlacing before you lift the leg. Work on these little details, you guys, because this is where the big change happens. It gets to the parts, gets to the body parts or body part issues that need your attention, frankly. All right, once both legs are locked, you can bring the elbows down. One day when elbows go below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest. That's good interlacing, Daisy, with the fingers. Bring the thumbs under the foot. There you go. Kick heel forward, both legs locked. Just hold. It's very nice. Breathe smoothly. Okay, change again. Every detail has an effect, okay? So let's try again. Last one. Take a nice deep breath. Left leg up, thigh parallel to the floor. Round the spine forward. Grab the left foot in front of you. Interlacing the fingers, and then the thumbs are under the foot too. All right, nice grip. Please don't lose it. Inhale, breathing. Left leg lift up and stretch forward. Kick the heel forward. Turn the toes back. Once both legs are locked, elbows down. Looks good, Rachel. All five toes turn back. Hold for five. That looks good, Sage. Turn the toes. Four. You can lift the chest up, Sage, when you lift the leg. Three. There you go. That's the right way. Two. Nice and easy. One. Great. Change again. Left foot down, arms down. All right. Standing bow pulling pose. Bring your right hand out in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out to the side. Straighten your elbow. Hold the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Left arm comes right up in front of you, palm facing the mirror, and knees together to start. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Now begin, charge your upper body forward on the left side. Simultaneously kick the right foot all the way back so the right hand gets pulled all the way back behind you, and then kick up as hard as possible. Keep your chin up, everybody. Look in the mirror at your left knee. No lower than the left knee is where to look in this posture. So the chin stays up, neck is straight. Take a nice deep breath. Start to bring the upper body down at the left hip joint, but keep the left leg locked, body weight more to your toes than the heel. Stretch forward and kick up equally the same, 50-50 simultaneous. Keep the left leg locked so you can come down. I want the chest all the way down, almost as low as the left hip. Come down and kick. Stretch forward and kick. Take a deep breath. Reach and kick, Larry. Stretch forward, kick up. Stretch forward, kick up. Stretch forward, kick up. All right. Change. Feet together, arms down. Other side. Left hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Right arm slides straight up towards the ceiling. Palm facing the mirror. Good, Denise. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge forward. Imagine I or somebody, anybody, pulling the right arm from the fingertips all the way towards the mirror. Kick all the way back behind you. All right, good kicking back, Eric. Now bring the body down. In order to bring the body down in balance, three things need to happen. Standing leg locked, body weight to the toes, and stretching forward, kicking up equal. Then you will balance much, much better. Bring the right shoulder forward until it's touching with the chin. Left shoulder comes back with the kick, so the two shoulders are in one line. In other words, left shoulder invisible from the front view. Now stretch forward and kick up, body down. Bring the body down, bring the body down, kick one more time. Okay, change again, feet together, arms down to the sides. Any questions on this one? All right, let's do it again. Right hand up in front of you, turn it out to the side, hold the ankle from the inside, left arm up, second set. Inhale, breathing, try to touch the ceiling, go ahead for 20 counts, charge forward, kick back, 19. I want you to get to the edge by 10, 18, 17, because when I get to 10, you'll be a statue, 16, 15, that's five more, 14, 13, almost to your limit here, 12, and then you're just going to breathe, 11, that's good, Larry, now 10, don't move, 9, 8, just take a deep breath, 7, you can do it, 6, the effort is still there, 5, stretch forward, kick up, 4, 3, standing leg locked, 2, 1, okay, change again. Have you guys ever seen those, they're just amazing movement artists that are painted usually metallic, and they make a statue. They stand and they look like a statue. I've seen them in big cities. Oh my gosh, so cool. Let's channel those amazing people, okay? No, honestly, this is, we're not trying to do intermittent exercise movement tug, okay? We are trying to be one of those. A living, breathing statue with certain muscle tensions, certain shapes of the body, certain shapes of the organs, and then breathing. Okay, so if you can imagine, left hand up, turn it out to the side, hold your ankle, right arm up. I mean, it's amazing. You can't even see them breathe. They're so good. All right, I'm not asking you to do that part, okay? Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, 20 counts by 10, you're at your limit. 9, 19, 18, 17. Keep your chin up, 16, 15. Reach forward, 14, body down, 13, all the way. 12, I want the right armpit, 11, all the way down to your hip level, 10, that's it, Diane, 9, now stretch forward, kick up, 8, that's it, 7, 6, try to touch the mirror, 5, you got it, Rachel, 4, good kicking, Sage, 3, keep kicking, kick more, 2, kick more, kick harder, 1, nice job, good one, Daisy, feet together, arms down to the sides. Balancing stick poses next, step to the back of the mat if you're in the front row, please, feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed, everybody chin up, big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs, take a deep breath, now bring your upper body down, left leg up, sole of the foot facing the ceiling, come down. So you look like a capital letter T, your arms, head, neck, spine, and left leg in one line, parallel to the floor. Good one, Denise, come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up, stretch the left foot, toes a little more to the back wall, change. Inhale, breathing, come up. Chin up, arms and head together, take a deep breath, big step onto the left foot, lock both legs, right toes point, come down, bring your upper body down, chest down towards the floor, right leg up, sole of the foot facing the ceiling, good coming down and leg up, Dan, now suck in your stomach and stretch the body from end to end, go forward, reach forward, take the back foot, toes to the back wall, natural human traction, very good, inhale, breathing, come up, and good with the hips too, Diane, feet together, arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, interlace the fingers. Get your same half moon grip, chin up, big step onto the right foot, lock both legs, left toes pointed, and now come down. As soon as you can get down there and then hold still, that's how much time you have in the posture. Now, I know sometimes it takes some time to get into it, but you want less of that and more of I am holding completely still. 5, body down, 4, leg up, 3, take a deep breath, 2, stretch forward, 1. Inhale, come up. Last one, take a deep breath, big step onto the left foot, lock both legs, right toes pointed, come down. Bring your body down, leg up in one chance. 10, look forward. 9, arms up, Diane, there you go. 8, squeeze palms and reach. 7, go and touch the mirror. 6, almost falling forward. 5, more weight to the toes. 4, go forward. 3, chest down, leg up. 2, chest down, leg up, Denise, almost all the way down. 1, there you go. Inhale, come up, feet together. Arms down to the sides. Okay, you can step to the left side of the mat, standing separate leg stretching is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Make sure the heels are in one line, feet slightly turned in. Lock your legs throughout the posture. Inhale, stretch your spine up first and then forward towards the mirror. Look in the mirror, arms outstretched. The arms can sort of go back behind the chest to lead with the chest and the face. Bring your body all the way down before you put the arms down. We can do that again on the second set. All right, then grab the heels from the outside. Stepping on the fingers. However, legs need to stay locked. So you might need to start with your hands on the floor in front of you. Push your knees back. The first priority, Eric, is knees straight. So put your hands more in front of you. Okay, now knees are straight. Next step is lift the kneecaps. Contract your thighs and don't let them unlock. Lock the legs, lock the legs, lock the legs. Do it again. I don't care about your grip yet. I want the kneecaps to stay lifted for 5 counts. Do it again. 4. Do it again. Do it again. 5. 4. Breathe smoothly. 3. I don't care about anything else. 2. Keep the kneecaps lifted. 1. Nice. Okay. Head up, arms out. That was it, Eric. Slowly come up. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. 2. Cultivate your perception and prioritize the technique, right? What's happening with my own legs? Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, big steps to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Most of us don't know, okay, is the answer until we start to pay attention. Lock the legs, stretch your spine up, and then forward, keeping the legs locked. So start with the kneecap thing now, Eric, and do the posture. For the whole time, legs are like that. Put your mind in the legs. Not in next Tuesday, because that's often what's happening. We're thinking some abstract future past daydream. We don't even know what we're doing, all right? That's just the nature of our untrained focus. So we're training it now. Keeping the legs locked, put your hands on the floor, and then slowly, without letting the legs unlock, walk your hands towards the feet. Bring the heels daisy wider than the toes, please. There you go. Keep the body weight to the toes the best you can. That's it, Sage. Roll forward, roll forward. Roll forward, almost falling forward. Now, kneecaps lift, thighs contract. That's it, Sage. Do it again. Kneecaps lift, roll forward. Stomach in, almost fall forward. Hold it. Nice job. Okay, change again. Arms out and head up. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. How'd it go with the legs, Eric? It's not easy to feel when they undo. Like, you have to really be there, right? Okay. If it were easy, you could just show up and do this and wouldn't need anyone watching you. Okay. Triangle pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. But I'm only here to model your own observation, because at some point you can pay attention to all these things on your own. Take a deep breath. Push 2 butt cheeks forward, arms back for triangle pose. Lift your chest up. Turn the right foot all the way out. This is just to get the technique in your system. Okay, bend your right knee and sit down. So you have understanding, right, of body part movements, contraction, relaxation, position. Take a deep breath. Go ahead, tilt your upper body to the right side. Right arm down, left arm up. Push your right knee towards the back wall with help of the right arm. Sit down, and you're trying to touch right between big and second toes. So make sure you're aiming there. Turn your head, touch your chin to the left shoulder. Excellent, Jordan. Take a nice deep breath, everyone. Turn and twist, whole upper body back, chin to the left. The bottom shoulder you push forward towards the mirror. That's a good twist, Eric. Now, everybody keep your left leg locked. Left foot flat. Good, Daisy. Now, push 2 butt cheeks forward, sort of underneath upper body. And one more, bring the right shoulder forward towards the mirror. Excellent. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Both butt cheeks forward, arms back. Lift your chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out. Make sure the heels are still in one line. And the right toes will need to turn in or make sure they're straight ahead but not turning out. Bend your left knee, sit down. Same thing here, Daisy. Right toes turn in a little bit towards me. There you go. Bend the left knee, sit all the way down. You got it. That looks good. 2 butt cheeks forward. Sage, make sure the left knee is back. Left toes are back in line with that line on the floor. Left foot. There you go. Now, when you bend the knee, go ahead, bend the knee. Make sure your left knee is going straight towards Daisy, not forward towards the mirror. There you go. Now, tilt your upper body, left side. Left arm down, right arm up. Everybody, make sure you can push the left heel down. That's correct, Eric. You do need a shorter step. You still need a shorter step. You can scoot the feet. And now take your whole upper body and stretch it out over the left knee. Pushing the left knee back. Sit down more, keeping the right leg locked. Great sitting down to knees. 2 butt cheeks forward. Chin to the right. Chin to the back wall. Sit down, touch your toes. It's a nice one. Inhale, breathing, come up. There's 10,000 details in triangle pose. Left toes turn in. Feet together, arms over the head. Arms down to the sides. Did you have a question, Diane, at all? Okay. Oh, yeah. You guys are doing great. All right, second set. Anyone's birthday today? All right. No? Okay. All right. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back. Everybody chest up. Turn the right foot all the way out to your right. Make sure the two heels stay in one line. So when you bend your knee, go ahead. The right foot and right knee need to go straight out to the right. That's priority. Everything else, just do your best. All right, get your hips all the way down, all the way down, all the way down. Now, palms forward. You can turn your head first and then go ahead. Push your chin with the shoulder. Smooth breathing is your number one friend. That's a good one, Eric. Now, stretch the top hand fingertips up, bottom hand fingertips down, bringing the right shoulder forward towards the mirror. Keep pressure between right arm and knee. Keep the left leg locked, left heel on the floor, and the right foot presses consistently to the floor. Looks good, Rachel. Now, stretch up and down. You guys are almost touching the toes. Push the knee back, Diane, more. Two butt cheeks forward towards the mirror. Bring the arm more on the inner thigh part of the knee. Push the knee, two butt cheeks forward, turn and twist. Okay, inhale, come up. It's a great movement, you guys. Turn the right toes forward, inhale, push the hips forward, arms back. Everybody, chest up, turn the left foot all the way out. Bend your left knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Keep the spine straight in the middle, stomach in. Go ahead. You can flip the palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. That's a good distance step, Denise. Don't let it get any wider. Okay. Now, push the left foot, especially the heel, firmly down as if you're making indentation in the floor. Yes. Good. So the upper body stays lifted with tremendous strength. Then take the top of the head and stretch it away from the straight leg, right heel, and now chin to the right shoulder. That's perfect. Now stretch up and down. Bottom shoulder down and forward. Left hand down, touch the toes. Yep, left shoulder down and forward towards the mirror. Yes, keep going. Left shoulder down and forward. Stretch up and down. So good. That's totally right. Change. Come on up. Yes. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, arms down to the side. You're getting a lot happening in that one. All right. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Take a deep breath, everybody. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs. Right foot, big step to your right. Keep your arms overhead. Take a deep breath. Turn on your heels to the right, 90 degrees. Turn your back foot in at a 45-degree angle. Left hip forward to get both hips in one line. Now inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. And you go down front side. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing. And this one will bring blood, more blood into the head. If you're feeling a little lightheaded, blood pressure funny, some of the upside down postures will actually relieve it, even though, you got to put a little effort into it to start it. Then you can relax a little bit in the posture. Just keep your stomach in. So even if you don't go so far, you have the basic body part position. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. The back leg stays locked, back heel pressing to the floor. That front foot, Diane, needs to turn out just a little more to the back wall. The heel's good, just turn the toes back. There, that's right. Keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg a couple of times and come up. Left hip stays forward. All right, once you're standing, turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward to get two hips in one line. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, go down front side. Back of the neck stretches right away. Bring your forehead to the left knee. If you cannot get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit and bring it to the forehead. The hands stay together right in front of the big toe. If you start to fall, your hands will catch you. But we don't separate the hands purposefully. If you're wobbling, the body catches you, that's fine, but then start to walk the hands as close to each other as possible. Back leg locked, back heel flat. All right, keep the chin to the chest, lock the front leg and come up like that. Keep the chin to the chest, both feet pressing to the floor. And head up last. Good, turn, face the mirror, right foot to the left foot, arms down to the side. Very nice, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross the thumbs, right foot step out to the right. Bigger step than you want to take. Turn on your heels, face the right side of the room. Just a little bit bigger. It should be a little bit wobbly. Okay, Denise, that's a great step. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin. Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, go down front side. Bring your forehead to the right knee. Only if you discover that you must, then bend the right knee. Otherwise, keep the right leg locked until that happens. Now try to push, Larry, the outside edge of your back foot down. You have a good wide step, but try to keep the outside edge of the back foot pressing down. Now suck in your stomach. When you exhale, push the front knee straighter or closer to straight. Hold it. All right, lock the front leg a couple of times. Come up. Arms and head together. The chin is tucked the whole way up, and then at the last moment, head up. Okay, turn all the way around. Face the opposite wall. Make sure your step is still slightly uncomfortably big. Bring the right hip forward a couple of times, two hips in one line. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. First thing is tuck your chin to the chest, then round the rest of the spine. The chin stays tucked to the chest until the very last moment of leaving the posture. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Go ahead. You can bend the front knee, Sage. That's a really nice big step, but bend the front knee and tuck your chin to the chest. Yes, so you get maximum compression of the throat. That's right. Excellent for the upper abdominal organs, good for the endocrine tissue in the neck and throat, thyroid, parathyroid, and all of its blood supply. All right, now keep your chin to the chest. You have to use the leg strength to get strong in the balance here. Squeeze the thighs together, push the feet to the floor, head comes up. Once you're standing up straight, turn, face the mirror, right foot to the left foot. Excellent. Arms down to the sides. All right. Tree pose is next. You can stand on the mat, feet together nicely. Your pacing is so perfect, Jordan. You're getting like one set in of just about everything. It's perfect. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. So grab the front of your ankle with the right hand, grab underneath at the toes with the left. Once your heel goes all the way to the top of the thigh, slowly, very gently, push the right knee down and back. Two butt cheeks push forward. Left elbow, if you keep it slightly bent, it's going to solve a bunch of problems that sometimes happen in this posture. So keep the left elbow slightly bent. We'll keep the foot in place. Standing leg locked. Suck in your stomach. Stretch your entire spine. Whole thing up towards the ceiling. Now try to push, Larry, the right butt cheek forward, almost like tucking the right butt cheek under. That's correct. Yes, and the right knee and lower thigh press back at the same time. That's good. As long as the foot doesn't slip, you can bring both hands up in front of the chest, palms together. Change, please. Right foot down, arms down. Other side, left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of the ankle with the left hand, underneath at the toes with the right. Now, once you get the heel all the way to the top of the thigh, keep it there. And the best way to keep it there is a slight bend of the right elbow. Make sure two shoulders stay in one line. Left shoulder down there a little bit. Left hip forward in your case. Push the left knee down and back. The spine looks good, Denise. It's nice and straight. You can bring the left hand in front of the chest. Right leg locked. If the foot doesn't slip, you can bring both hands up. But everybody stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Very nice. Change again. Left foot down, arms down. Now for toe stance, start again. Right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips and then lower the hips down to the heel. Once you're sitting down all the way, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing just on the fingertips. The arms are right next to the hips, straight down from the shoulders. Right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. So as long as the right knee doesn't hurt, Eric, push the right knee down so it's as close to the floor as the left knee. And then point the right toes back to your left. There you go. Stretch your whole spine, everybody, up towards the ceiling, stomach in. First the left hand up in front of the chest, then the right hand up in front of the chest. Toe stand, hands to the floor in front of you, push the hips slowly up. You can stand up in tree pose. Finish up tree pose nicely. All right, tree pose change, right foot down, arms down, left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Now, you don't have to be able to go, in quotation marks, all the way into toe stand to do toe stand. Just lean forward some amount, and you'll get the exact stretch needed, the exact strength needed, the exact breathing needed when you find the limit of the posture. Once you're touching the floor, weight goes to the fingertips, sit down. Bring your arms around to the sides of the body. Left toes point to your right, left knee down to get two knees in one line. That's great, Daisy. You can, and if you need a very slight bend in the right knee, that's fine. Okay, and reach for the floor. You can straighten that arm and reach for the floor out in front of you more. There you go. And now put the weight to the hands and lower down some amount. Bend your knee a little bit. Let the heel come off the floor. You might need to walk the hands a little more further so you have room. There you go. And if your hips get down, then arms come around to the sides. There you go. Now, stretch your whole spine straight up. Arms right next to the hips. Hands can come up one at a time. You got it. Knees down, chest up. Hold it. Toes stand, hands to the floor. Nice adjustments, everybody. Push your hips up. Stand up in tree pose. Finish up the tree pose. Please change. Left foot down, arms down. Okay. Next is Savasana. Amazing concentration. Jordan, turn around, relax on your back. Head towards the mirror, feet towards the back wall. Jordan, I don't know if last time I saw you or when I was seeing you more regularly, I had shared the image of a marionette puppet. That's okay. But the reason I'm bringing it up now is the marionette puppet, Jordan, you were a perfect marionette puppet. You just waited. When you needed a break, you needed a break. But when it was time to move, you waited for when it was time to move. And this creates a tremendous amount of calm and surrender. Even if your body's a little worked up physiologically, which it happens, right? The breathing, the nervous system, the circulation is like, oh my gosh, minor mini freak out sometimes on the inside. But when you wait, this is the thing. A couple things happen when you wait for the words, you guys. One is you totally surrender. You stop trying to control things, which a lot of us have an issue. We're like, I want to do this now, or I want to do this way. And really, I mean, how much good is it doing us? It's creating a lot of worked upness in ourselves. So that's one thing that just goes away. The moment you decide, you know what? It's not up to me right now. Okay, it's up to me what my business is in the posture is to focus on the breathing, hold still. But my job isn't to do it when I feel like it, because the when I feel like it stuff, I mean, that hasn't been working for us all that well, I don't think, as a healing, stress-relieving situation. So it's just a wonderful, anyway, the point is a wonderful thing to observe when you can set that aside and give up some things, right? It's a giving up, but in the giving up, then you gain, I would say, tenfold in relaxation. Present moment, this is the thing. Present moment concentration immediately happens when you make that decision to. And I'm not the puppeteer, okay? I'm not some puppet master, okay? The words are. I know I'm saying them and that sounds a little weird, like how can you not be? No, I'm not. I'm not. It's just the words, the sound of the words. Let them be what moves you, what holds you still, what encourages you to inhale, your pacing. Okay. Let's do window moving pose. Right leg lift up. Interlace the fingers deeply, 2 inches below the right knee. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Keeping the head on the floor, tuck your chin to the chest. Now, what might happen? Sometimes you'll say, be doing something. Like maybe your stomach is already in and I say, suck in your stomach. That's okay. But when I say stomach in, focus on the stomach in. Now that leg that's out straight, flex the left foot back from the ankle. Larry, that would be your left foot. Flex it back from the ankle. Turn the toes back. Yes, the straight leg toes. No, not that leg. That's a bent leg. I want the straight leg toes. The other foot, the one you're pulling on, I want it relaxed. Okay, change. Right leg lower down. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers deeply, cross your thumbs. So here's the deal. The whole left leg, including the ankle, foot, and toes, please relax it. The leg that's out straight, flex the foot back from the ankle, the toes turn up and back. That looks great, Jordan. Now slowly tuck the chin, look down the center line of the body, back of the neck flattening to the floor. That's good, Daisy. See if the shoulders will drop down away from the ears just a touch. 2 shoulders stay on the floor. Good. Change again. Left leg lower down. Arms down for a moment. Immediately both knees up into the chest. Grab your elbows each other. A couple of inches below the knees. Nice tight grip. Compact position. You can bring your head back down to the ground. Suck in your stomach and slowly the chin tucks. Keeping the head on the floor little by little. Back of the neck will flatten to the floor. No gap underneath. Concentrate on the breathing. If you can't grab the elbows, have each hand on another hand on another wrist, or hook the fingers so you can hold still. Good. That looks good, Sage. Change again. Arms and legs down. Heels touch each other. Palms open up towards the ceiling. Let everything settle. Second set. When you're moving pose, right leg lift up. Interlace your fingers deeply. When you interlace the fingers in this posture, I want your thumbs to be crossed. That looks good, Rachel. So more interlacing, Eric, the thumbs crossed. There, now press. So this is what you do. When you press the fingertips or finger pads into the opposite hand, you'll see the hands change color a little bit. This is visible demonstration of the tourniquet effect. Tuck your chin to the chest, look down, hold it. Change right leg lower down, arms down. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers deeply. So deeply, the bottom of the four fingers, right? The webbing of the fingers is touching the other webbing of the fingers. And the thumbs cross at the second knuckle of the thumb, not the first or the nail. You can be totally this attention-oriented to detail, okay? There's nothing else to do in this room. Tuck your chin, look down, pull, and freeze. Change left leg down. You're like, wait, I have to plan my day. I know, both legs lift up, grab your elbows. No, you don't. There's a voice in your head that says you do, but that voice is limited, has small perspective on life, okay? So get your best grip. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look down the center line of the body, and you hold it. Breathing smoothly, like a statue. Everything else is still. Good, change again. Arms and legs down. One way to understand yoga, in the big picture yoga, I know we're doing hatha yoga, we're doing postures that have certain principles, but one way to think of yoga is to put the thoughts in perspective. That means you have to be, right, or you work on realizing you are not completely composed of thoughts. There's all kinds of intelligence, energy, life that didn't have any verbal thinking about it. It just, it's there. And it's way more complex than any of our thoughts. Our thoughts are really, really kind of basic on some level, even though they can accomplish a lot of things. All right. So putting the thoughts in perspective means taking a step back and saying, my thoughts are only this little part of me and a very small part of the universe. Very small part of the universe. All right, let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath and sit up. Grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Turn around, lie down on your abdomen, hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, pinky fingers in line with outsides of the shoulders. And the point of this is when your mind starts saying, oh, this, such and such and such, you can say, I don't have to listen to you right now. Thanks for the offer, but I'm focusing on locking my legs, pushing the palms down in cobra pose. Inhale, breathing, lift up, chin up, go ahead, upper body lift up, using 100% back strength. Now, there are many benefits to what happens when you do this. Chin up, that's good. Now, sage drop the shoulders down. There you go. I'll hold it. I want your back muscles to fatigue a little bit, so squeeze legs together. Squeeze legs together. Now lift your chin up, keeping the belly button on the floor. Try to increase the back bend. You got it. Very nice. Change again. Chin on the floor. You're so bendy, Sage. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right, which is sometimes a nice thing, and sometimes it's a liability, so we just keep the back strong, right? If you've got a flexi spine, it's extra important to keep the spine also strong in these back-bending ways against gravity. All right, second set, please. Chin on the floor, hands underneath the chest. A little bit lower, Denise. You guys are by each other, and I'm mixing you up. I know who you are. All right, still more, Denise, if you can. Hands towards the back wall. Now, glue it down. Glue. Super glue. Push the palms down, lock the legs, lift upper body up, please, using 100% back strength. Lock your legs, Eric, feet on the floor. Lock your legs, feet on the floor. Heels together. Squeeze them together. Now, hands and feet don't change. Push the knuckles down. Hands and feet don't change. Lift your chest up. Push the back of your head towards your lower spine. Chin up, neck stretches. Look up. Nice, Jordan. Slowly lower down. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Now, you can go pretty kind of out there in some of the stuff I'm talking about, but just to keep it very real, the moment you can put your thoughts in perspective, and when they try to talk to you and tell you some story, the moment you decide you don't have to follow that line of thinking at the moment and you can just be in the posture and breathe, this is the shortcut to stress relief. It is an instantaneous method of stress relief, physiological, I mean real mental, physiological, every kind of stress relief, because you're not making new stress by getting stuck in the tunnel of thought, which is where so much of our stress is coming from. We think along this line and generate all these emotions about something that's not in front of us and that we may or may not have even any control over. All right, turn the hands over, palms down on your mat, slide the arms underneath the body, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Chin on the floor, neck flat. Yeah, you can flip the palms down, Sage. Flip the palms. There you go. Chin on the floor, neck flat, arms straight. Eric, lock your right leg, lift the right leg up, arms straight underneath the body. Yep, locust pose. That's okay. Grab the floor at the fingertips. Push the shoulders down. Bring your leg up. Change right leg lower down. See if the chin will go any more forward. Lock the left leg. Point the toes. Left leg lift up. Knees straight. Toes pointed. You got it. That's good leg up, Daisy. Yep. You can keep the left hip down just a touch. Yeah. Left. Yep. Exactly. Hip down, but inner thigh up and outer thigh down so the sole of the foot goes straight up. Yes, you're getting it. Change again, left leg down. Now, turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust the arm. See if they'll get any straighter or any closer to each other. Now, make sure the mouth is on the ground. The head does not turn. Inhale, breathing. Both legs lift up, please, without bending the knees. Everybody go up. Everybody lift up. Keep the legs locked. If the legs separate, squeeze them back together. Come up more up. Everybody push the hands down. You got to Diane, thighs up. Lift up. One more. Go up. Change again. Lower the legs. All right, take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Heels separate. Second set, locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms down. Slide your arms right underneath you. Now, this is a posture for the neck part of the spine and then everything from the neck to the fingertips. So the more you can bring the chin forward, this will increase the back bend. And the more pressure you can get on the arms, the better. So the most arms underneath you can get, please. Right leg lift up. 10 counts. Go up 9. 8. Knees straight. 7. 6. Push hands down. 5. Neck looks good, Jordan. 4. Lift up. 3. Hold it. 2. That's a perfect height and alignment, Daisy. 1. Right leg lower down. Try to copy that over on the other side now. All the way chin forward. Neck flat. Left leg. 10 counts. Go up 9. 8. Look forward. 7. In the mirror, please. 6. 5. Come up higher, Larry. 4. Lift from the upper thigh. 3. Close to the butt cheek. 2. Everybody come up. 1. Left leg lower down. You see how that left leg likes to turn, Daisy? Okay. Turn your head and mouth on the towel. That's just one of those long-term things to realize and work on. And yeah. All right. Mouth on the towel. Inhale, breathing. Both legs lift up. 10 counts. Begin, please. 9. You can do it. 8. Inhale again. 7. 6. Push hands down. 5. Upper thighs lift up. 4. Go up, Eric. 3. Lift up more. 2. Squeeze and lift. Hold it. 1. Okay, lower the legs. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the left. Full locust pose. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides, straight out from the shoulders. All five fingers together on each hand. Thumbs with index fingers, please. Legs and feet together, just like one cobra tail. It doesn't open into two legs. You got it, Larry. Squeeze legs together. Inhale, breathing. Lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Feet together is good, Denise. Now straighten the knees. Yes. Push the feet towards the back wall, straightening. They might not seem as high, but they're better off. Now arms up, chin up. Arms higher, you guys, so the fingertips are as high as the top of the head. Now lift your chest up. Lift your chin up. Exhale, come up a little higher. Change. These look great. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Second set. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides. Now, I'd mentioned the previous pose was good for the neck. This one's especially good for the middle part of the spine. And the middle part of the spine nerves go to the central part of the body, all the organs and middle part of the body tissue. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. So it's a really good opportunity to backbend that part of the spine. When you backbend, you make more room for the nerves that have to go in and out of the spinal column. So arms up, chin up. Front of the neck stretches up. That looks good, Rachel. 5, legs up. 4, push the face up. 3, take a deep breath. 2, exhale, come up a little higher. 1, and then down. Arms down, turn your head to the left. Bow pose, Dhanurasana, chin on the floor. Bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes, all five fingers together. And once you know the postures well enough, go ahead, grab just below the toes, thumbs with index fingers. Once you know the postures well enough, there's a phase where it becomes more challenging to listen to the words than even at your very beginning time. Okay, inhale, breathing, kick up and look up. Because you know them well enough, you can plan next week and still do bow posture. But I'm telling you now, or you already know better, you will get 10 times out of the class. If you make the words and your breathing the absolute most important thing, kick up, thighs up, knees up, chest up. Now look up to the ceiling. That's good kicking, Daisy. Bring the knees 1/2 inch closer to each other. Hands and feet press up together. Everybody keep kicking. Change. Take your time, Rachel. It's a good one. Arms down, turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. You will get some benefit even if you do plan next Tuesday for the whole 90 minutes. I'm sure. I mean, I've had classes like this, okay? Still, I felt better when I left than when I walked in. All kinds of things happened on many levels. Physiologically, muscle-wise, right? Circulation-wise, skin-wise, yes. But 99% of the benefit is elsewhere. All that amazing benefit you got is 1% of the potential of the class. And it's outstanding. It's amazing. It's what most people sort of, not most, a lot of people come for. Like, I just want to feel better in my body. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet. And please, I mean, we all do better in the world when we feel better in our body. It's a 100% more than legitimate reason to keep practicing. Okay. Take a deep breath, kick up, and look up. But when you steady your concentration on the breathing for even 5 minutes at a time, then 10 minutes at a time, it's a vastly different situation inside of you with your focus, with your breathing, your present moment concentration, your elimination of stress. Now, thighs come up a little. Breathe smoothly. A little bit more. Thighs up. A little bit more. Kick up. Keep kicking, everybody. Eyeballs up. Eyeballs up. Keep kicking up. Nice going. All right. Change again. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Fix firm poses next. Everyone come up to the top of the mat. Sit on the heels just for a second. Lift your hips up just a little bit. Separate your feet and lower your hips to the floor exactly between the heels. Make sure the heels are always in contact with the sides of the hips. Once you can sit all the way down to the floor, put your hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs on the inside, and lean back onto the elbows. If your knees are feet at all, you can have the knees wider, but the heels must touch the hips anyway. All right, so you can go back onto the elbows. If everything's okay there, drop the head, top of the head, back of the head, shoulders and whole upper body relax on the floor. Next up is arms over the head. Grab your elbows each other. Pull the elbows down to the ground. Tuck your chin to the chest. Lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling, and the back of the neck eventually flattens to the floor. No gap underneath. Hands to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Come straight up, press up, chest up, spine straight in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a big inhale. Hold it in for a second, then sit up. Grab the toes as you're bringing the head to the knees. Exhale. Good. Second set, top of the mat. You can sit on the heels for a second or just go right into it, recreating the position. Heels in contact with the outside of the hips. Lower your hips to the floor. Lean back onto the elbows, then head, then shoulders. And arms over your head. Grab your elbows. Chin tucked, chest up. Now, if you had to separate the knees at the beginning, it's fine if you keep them wide. But if you're all the way back and the knees feel all right, you can bring the knees back together. However, the one thing that must happen is knees stay on the floor. They must not come up. So only go as far as you can keep them down. Nice, steady breathing, everybody. Wherever your limit is, there you hold still. Change again. Hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Come up. Chin down last. Okay, turn around. Relax on your back as soon as you can. Feet together. Flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up. Grab the toes. Strong exhale. Double jerk head to the knees. All right. Turn around. Half tortoise posture. At the back of the mat, sit on the heels, please. Knees and feet together. Suck in your stomach. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs. Suck in your stomach. Try to touch the ceiling. Push the hips once more to the heels, then slowly bring your upper body forward. Forehead touching the floor. Side edges of the pinky fingers touching the floor. Wrists in the air. Knees and feet together. Now suck in your stomach. Take a deep breath. Stretch forward continuously. Palms together. Elbows straight. The shoulder blades, scapula, get pulled forward by your attempt to touch the mirror. Arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. It is important and beneficial, and the core of any hatha yoga class, to maximize the amount of time that you are absolutely still. This means really an incredible amount of choice, discipline, to not do things that we might want to do. I mean, sometimes you're like, I just have to get that itch. But then sometimes you say, what if I don't? What happens if I don't? There's part of us that's like, I'm not going to be okay if I don't. But you know what? Try it 5 times. All right? The stillness is more important than all the little annoyances. And in fact, when you learn how to be still with all the little annoyances, they will pass. The sweat dripping almost in your nostril, it will pass too. So when you decide, you know what? I'm in yoga class. I got to figure this out. I got to hold still. There will be some little uncomfortable moments, okay? But, I mean, come on, look at where you're at. It's hot in here, right? You guys are up for a little bit of uncomfortable moment. Okay, feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhalation, head to the knees. Okay, second set, half tortoise posture. Turn around, sit on the heels. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs, chin up. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, hips touch the heels, stretch your upper body forward. You want, as soon as you can, there's a certain urgency to get to the stillness. Now, that doesn't mean sloppy. It doesn't mean you're throwing yourself around. But there is an urgency to get into your posture, whatever the expression of it is, with the technique that you understand, and then hold still with normal breathing. That's the time you have in this state is the most beneficial. Out of this whole 90 minutes you spend here, you want as much of this as you can get. Now, take a few more deep breaths. Stretching forward, rib cage expanding. Good. Now arms and head together. Inhale, breathing, come up. These look great. Very nice stillness. Arms down to your sides. And you want to flip yourself around in 3 seconds and lie down, right? Because then you will have more time on the clock in stillness. And trust me, you will start to feel the difference. All right, looks great. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, next is camel pose. Turn around, stand up on the knees. 6 inches between the knees. Come all the way to the top of the mat, please. It's a really good measurement device. At the top of the mat, stand on the knees. Put your hands on the low back, fingers pointing down. Take a nice deep breath. Push your hips forward. Drop your head all the way back. Breathe very smoothly. Look for the floor behind you. It's very important that you breathe by the nose. Go back halfway, stop in the middle. Now right hand can go down, grab the right heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside, then left hand down. Grab the heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Notice what you can see behind you. This is important too, to keep yourself oriented in the room and going straight back. Now push the hips forward, looks good, Jordan, thighs forward, stomach forward, look for your toes. Bring your hands back up, good hips forward, Rachel. Inhale, push the hips forward, chest up, straighten out the spine right in the middle. Turn around as soon as you can back to Savasana. I'll tell you something. I love movement, by the way. I love moving. I love dancing. I love movement. So I'm not anti-movement when I say movement class is different from hatha yoga. If you are moving primarily, all right, that's a separate category, which I love. I enjoy very much. But the yoga category involves asana, and asana is defined by stillness during and stillness after each posture. It's really I don't know. It's kind of out there these days, right? Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in, sit up, grab the toes. But that's its core. That's its definition. All right. And it's been working for so long, I'm not going to mess with it. Second set, camel posture, stand up on the knees. Put your hands up on the low back, fingers point down. Eyes open, take a deep breath, push your hips forward, drop the head all the way back. Now you can go as slowly as you need to. You could bring the hands in, Larry, and up a little higher maybe. Good for the chest and shoulders. Just try it. Yeah, good. Push the hips forward. Push the upper body back. Push the hips forward. Push the upper body back. You may keep the hands there if needed. Otherwise, grab the heels, right hand down, left hand down. Full palm on the exact round part of your heel. Looks great, Rachel. Exhale. Push your hips, everyone. Stomach, thighs, everything forward. Look way back. Push the chin back. Breathe very smoothly. And you hold it. You learn how. Good, Diane. Bring your hands back up to the place. Then inhale, push your hips forward. Then you come up. Turn around, relax on your back as soon as you can. I know it's a little weird getting on a camel sometimes. The sooner you can get to Savasana, more benefit you will get, more relaxation you will get. Larry, after class, I want to know what that thing is that looks like a giant anvil. You have so many fun things. Every month there's like a new amazing piece of aeronautical or land equipment in Larry's yoga room. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in, full lungs, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale. All right, what is next? Rabbit pose, turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest, coil the spine, forward bending, bring your forehead to the knees. Automatically, the top of your head will touch the floor. That's right, Sage. Yep, that's the right grip. Now lift your hips up, roll forward like a wheel. You guys are doing great. Roll forward, lift up your hips. That's right, Daisy. Yep, you want? Yep, I know. Got to get the hair out of the way. Top part of the skull on the floor. You may walk the knees right, left towards the forehead. Make sure you have a full grip right on the heel, the round part of the heel. That's better, Eric. Now press your feet and ankles down. Looks good, Rachel. Squeeze the heels in a little bit towards each other. That's it, Jordan. And the shoulders can slide up. Yes, towards the ceiling. Excellent. Change. Lower the hips back down. Inhale, breathing. Come up again. Turn around and relax on your back. 3 seconds. You can do it. Two. Yes, I am rushing you. One. It's different. You know, we think, oh, I'm just, you know, yoga should be relaxing and not rushing. But it's a little bit maybe contradictory. Right? You can be so calm and so steady and urgent at the same time. The reality of this is you're not rushing around from place to place. Rushing around from place to place mentally and physically, that can be quite stressful. When I'm pressing you to start the posture in 1 second or turn around as soon as you can, now I understand if you're injured, you might have to go slower. Fine. I'm not going to say you have to go this fast, but the urgency of it is focus on one very specific, in the present moment, task. All right, and so it's different from rushing around from place to place. It's like, I am going to do this thing now. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, and then you get the relaxation, that's the thing. Sit up, it's a relaxing practice when you're urgent about it. All right, second set, rabbit posture, turn around. Grab the soles of the feet. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, and now start. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, go down front side. When you realize there really is nothing else to do besides focus on the present moment, go ahead, lift your hips up. You have plenty of time to get into things, I mean, relatively quickly, and then you get that 10, 20, 15, whatever, 30 seconds in total stillness. The belly button pulls in, up towards the ceiling. Heels squeeze in towards each other. Hold as still as you can. Good shoulders, Jordan. Change. Turn around, relax on your back. As soon as you can. Figure it out. I figured out efficient ways to flip around on my feet so I don't have to scoot around on my knees and butt. Why? Because if I could get just two more seconds, 3 more seconds of total relaxation, I felt so much better. So you can figure this stuff out. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. Now this one you just spin around, sit facing the mirror, head to knee pose, right leg out, bend your left knee, create pressure between sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right, reach out, grab the right foot just below your toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, then go down front side, chin to the chest, head to the right knee. If you cannot get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. Roll into the center, left shoulder down to get two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Posture starts. When you are finished with the little fixes and the little fidgets, and you decide to hold still. Inhale, breathing, come up. Looks great. Other side, left leg out, bend the right knee. Create pressure between sole of the right foot and inner left thigh. Stretch up. Turn your upper body to the left and go grab the foot. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, round the spine, tuck in your chin, forehead to the knee. Hey, you're fine. You know, push the knee down with the head. Make sure the knee and forehead don't separate. This is the best place, Eric, to practice the interlacing grip. A little more interlacing. Bend your knee if you need to. All right, now pull the toes back, flex the foot back. More important than the knee straightening yet. That's it. Change again, come up. You can go even slower than that. Bring the legs straight out in front of you, lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take a deep breath in and sit up. Grab your big toes with the first two fingers, thumbs on top. Then walk your hips right, left, backwards, 10, 15 times even. It's not too much. Flex both feet back from your ankles. All 10 toes turning in. You guys, the grip will have these two fingers wrapped all the way deeply around the big toe. That's right, good. Now pull the toes as hard as possible. The feet look good, Eric. Keep them flat like that. Take a deep breath, chest up. Slowly push the knees down. The slower you do it, the better. Because when you do it slowly, you can maintain or sustain each position. If you go too fast and pop out, nothing happens in terms of yoga posture. It's just a little stretch. So turn the pinky toes, Larry, slowly back. Legs together. Once the legs are locked, only then come forward. So wait for it, Eric, until the legs are locked. You don't bend the elbows. Now lock them. No, lock them and keep them locked. Lock them. I know. Do less. Less is more. Turn the pinky toes, Jordan. You can do it. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Hold it. You got it. Change again. Does that make sense? Turn around, relax on your back. I know this is like not normal. This is not what happens in most places, okay, on so many levels. But it works. So the sustained stillness, even if you go 10%, let's say you can move quickly and hold for 1 second. And you can go kind of far, right? But if you can move slowly, go 1/10 of the distance and hold for 10 seconds, which is better? The second one, right? Go less to where you can hold it. You're teaching your system, here is a position where you can relax. Yes, you are working to get there. Yes, you are working to be there. But you hold still for time and experience some cycles of breath in and out by the nose. It's a totally different thing than kicking a leg in the air. You know, I'm just making this up, but kicking a leg up really quick. That doesn't teach the body to relax with your leg up in the air. It just teaches a leg up for 1 second. That goes for every single posture. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, second set, head to knee pose, sit facing the mirror, right leg out, left leg in. Arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right, begin, grab the foot just below the toes. Only bend the knee if you need to. Make sure you get the interlacing grip, thumbs included. And now some of the stuff, I know I'm insistent. I'm like, you guys got to work on the interlacing, not just one of you, but a lot of people need to work on the interlacing grip. And why I push so hard about it is because when you get the interlacing grip, then you can hold standing head to knee in much more stillness. Grip, bring the grip lower, Larry, a little bit lower on the foot, a little bit below the big toe. There you go. Yep, that's good. Hold it. All right, inhale, breathing, come up. Left leg out, right leg in. Plus, when you get those details, turn to the left, grab the left foot. You improve the structural integrity of your, not just the posture, go ahead, grab the foot, but your system. When you leave the class, pull your toes back, flex the foot. Yep, keep the thumbs underneath, Larry. Both of them. You can do it. What is happening with my thumbs? I must find out. Pull the toes, flex the foot from the ankle. What is happening with my toes? Am I turning them back? Yes, I am. I'm going to do it right now. Hold it. Nice. Change again. Good job, Denise. Legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. Take a deep breath. Full lungs. Sit up. Grab the toes. Strong exhalation. Head to the knees. All right. So full grip. The whole grip around the big toe. The whole fingers. The entire thumb are used. All right. Now flex both feet back once you've walked the hips back. Do a little bit. Do less, but more stillness. Pinky toes turn back. Legs together, Larry. Feet flat. Flatten out the feet from my view. All right, now go ahead. Pull on the toes. Now, what you need to figure out, okay, each of us, myself included, needs to figure out how to pull on the toes, flex the feet, and then relax and not freak out because of the stretch underneath the legs. It does induce a freak out, and usually we'll avoid it, okay? But our process here is I'm going to hold still and breathe normally in a slightly uncomfortable position. Now, once you get all that and the legs locked, then you can come forward, you know, but everything else is the foundation. Okay, change again. Nice, Rachel. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. One thing that has helped me is to be able to look in the mirror and say, you know, I am or have been, and I'm getting better, but I have some tendencies of impatience, or I have some tendencies of intolerance, or I have some tendencies of wanting to control things, and just own it, right? That doesn't mean you're a bad person or I'm a bad person. It's just like, okay, it's like looking in the mirror and say, oh, my hip is a little weak. So what? So we got to be this way? Okay. From this point forward, then you can do something about it. If you look at it, if you see it, if you can maybe describe it a little. Okay, sometimes things get resolved without all that description, but sometimes we need to just say it and own it. And this is a great place to do it. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale. Or I get a little bit, you know, frustrated when such and such happens, right? All right, so half spine twisting posture, sit up nice and straight. Bend the left knee in front of you. Put the right foot flat on the floor. Two hips on the ground. Inhale, left arm up. Cross it over the right knee, push your knee back, then right arm behind you, hand on your back, palm facing out. Inhale, sit up nice and tall, turn your head and whole upper body to the right side. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae twisting. Look to the right. But one of the great things about those statements, that's good, grab the knee, Sage. Yeah, hold right there and then twist to the right. Look to the right, looks great, Rachel, right shoulder back. Arm presses to the body and the hand can push down more on the thigh to seal the arm to the body. That's very good. Change again. Other side, right leg under. Put your left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee. Right toes can point back. Inhale, right arm up and over the left knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down. Grab your right knee with the right hand. That's it. Now make sure two hips are on the floor. So you've got to make sure the heel is not in the way. Two sides of your butt, pelvis on the floor, then left arm behind you. Slowly, very gently, twist your whole upper body left side. Without dropping or lifting the chin, without dropping or lifting the eyeballs, you just twist exactly to the left, twist, suck in your stomach, twist. Change again, untwist the spine. Undo the arms, relax on your back. The thing about looking in the mirror and saying, I have a tendency for such and such, or I have a weak hip, or I get frustrated when, that's about you and you, and it's about nobody else. Okay, I know that there are circumstances that involve other people, but looking in the mirror is, here's my deal. This is my baggage I've dragged around with me, right? And the good news is when it's yours, you can do something about it. When it's somebody else's, nothing. All right. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes. All right, turn around, sit on the heels. Hands on the thighs. Shoulders relaxed. Spine straight. Begin, please. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Belly goes in. Thank you. I forgot to remind you to put on the masks. 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. It sounds great. 6, 7, 8. Belly snaps in. 2. Very quick. 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale completely. 2, 3, 4. Very good, Eric. 5, 6, 7, 8. Now the last little bit here, make sure you're not holding the stomach and you just suck it in for a split second and let it go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody take a deep breath in. Exhale, breathing, chest up, shoulders down. Begin, please. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Relax the belly immediately. Try to make it go in and out. You got it, Sage. Right on the clap. Belly goes in. Lock your elbows. Good, Rachel. Try to keep the spine perfectly straight. Right on the clap. You can do it. They might be shallower. Good, Diane. Five, four, three, two, one. All right. Nice class, you guys. Great efforts of many kinds. So happy to see you, Jordan. Yay. Have your water if you need to. Turn around, relax on your back. I'll dim the lights here. Now, I realize there might be circumstances, other people, situations, right, that are challenging. Sometimes you have to get out of them or actually, you know, change them, extract yourself from them. But so I'm not diminishing that. However, most of what we can do for most of our lives is the here's my tendency and what can I do about that? Sometimes it's just as simple as, well, I just need to breathe normally. Focus on what can I really do here. It's not an easy thing. I'm not saying, oh, just do this. But you can try. You can put the effort in. What the outcome is will just be what the outcome is. But if you are persistent, okay, yoga is a practice of persistence. Of not giving up, of trying for the thousandth time. Because the system just needs, it needs to be educated and trained by your own persistence, how to relax in a challenging situation. Let me know if you have any questions. Such a great practice. Good to see you all. Please make sure to hydrate, and I will see you tomorrow. Good to see you, Larry. Have a good weekend.